You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
That's your boy C. Marty Fit here. We in the behind the scenes of the podcast. I know y'all been wondering, where you doing this at? You know, y'all get a close up look. You know, this is what we doing before the episode. We getting the microphones ready, the headphones. Got my outline on the phone, buttons, just making sure everything working. So we can do all this content. So we can educate, entertain, talk a little shit. And y'all know this is the best business podcast ever. So welcome to the behind the scenes. Stay tuned.
Live on a Sunday. Live on a Sunday. Live on a Sunday. What's going on, y'all? It's your boy C. Marty Fit, and we back here with another episode on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Yes, sir, he's back. Listen, man, I'm excited to be here on another Sunday. We're going to have another hell of an episode. We're going to get to it, man. And listen, if it is your first time watching, I need you to do one thing. I need you to hit the like button. I need the returners to hit the like button. And y'all know, shout out to the playback gang. I need the playback gang to hit the like button. You probably wondering, why do I need to hit the like button for a corny ninja with a black shirt on, with a skinny chain and some bullshit red Dre Beats headphones on? I'm gonna tell you why you need to hit the like button, because this is the best fitness podcast out. This is the illest fitness podcast out. This is the coolest, the coldest, the dopest, the most entertaining fitness podcast out. And we got a lot of new subscribers here, and y'all seen some of my content. This is the fitness side. I'm gonna talk a little bit more about, you know, the direction of my content. And what you'll see from me this week, but this is the fitness side. This live show is fitness. If you ain't here for fitness, you might get triggered. And before I get in these comments, ladies, y'all need to stay out my comments. Stop being sensitive, because everything ain't an attack on black women. I love y'all, but black women ain't above criticism. Black women, they not above coaching. There's so many directions I could go. I'm stuttering. Simp ninjas in the comments. Y'all keep running to the defense of black women, but that's not making you attract more black women. No black woman woke up and said, Lord, let me get a simp in my life. That's not what she said. Y'all need to cut it out. Y'all know our women need to lose some weight, and we are unhealthy across the board. We need to get it together. With all that being said, let's get in these comments and let's get this show started. If you're out of shape, running after a shirtless, mentally ill dude talking about in Jesus' name, don't watch the podcast. I don't know if I saw that. Is that like current event, current news? Something happened? Black person got shot? What happened? I've been locked in all day. I ain't even paying attention. Jennifer, what up? Indian Dolly, what up? Coach Pope Fitness, what up? Welcome back to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Tasha, welcome back to the show. Big Dog Stephanie, welcome back to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Steph, you better be at workouts tomorrow. Seth, what's going on? You on that Diddy shit right now, bro. Oh, he said, what's up, Pumpkin? I ain't even peeped that. Oh, nah. James Coppola, get out. Hey, I've been trolling James Coppola. He getting mad as hell on Instagram. I keep tagging him on Fat Trainers. He mad as hell. He finally started ignoring me, but I'm going to keep doing it. Yeah, he on some Diddy shit. Happy Sunday. I have my first appointment with my personal trainer at Crunch Fitness tomorrow. Shout out to Sha. Hey, Sha, I'm going to take some credit for you hiring a personal trainer now. I'm going to take some credit for that, you know. SAG, what up? Black women and black men are hella sensitive. Nah, like, it's crazy because I'm learning, you know, I'm more in the content space now. And I want to expand. I'm going to talk about that at the end of the show, but I'm learning, like, if you want to grow on content, just trigger black men and black women.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Y'all going to see. Y'all are going to see. Big Spider in the building. If you used to steal out-of-town trainers, client transformation pics, don't watch the podcast because that used to be me. I can see you doing that, bro. Big scamming ass nigga. It's current events and a non-black dude got shot this time. But anyway, let's keep talking about fitness. Okay, I'm going to look it up when we done. I'm going to look it up. Anyway, man, with all that being said, let's get this show started, man. Hey, listen, man. If you're going to post a transformation picture, make sure you actually have a transformation. Don't post a transformation picture and there ain't no change. And then you in the comments mad when people tell you that it ain't no change. Let's check it out, because this right here is getting crazy out here. Marty, who you trying to hurt? Why you trying to hurt that boy? Is it because he called you pumpkin? I mean, listen, I'm just the wrong one to mess with, bro. I'm just the wrong one to mess with, dog. You feel me? Let's check out this transformation here, bro. It's really getting crazy out here, man. Which one is this? Nope. Yes, this one. All right, we got this girl here. So you see she's playing the music. It says day one versus day 100.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
Listen. White people.
How dare you?
What is going on with these people out here? If you're going to post a transformation, this right here damn sure ain't it. I mean, what... Am I missing something? If I'm missing something, maybe I'm blind. Maybe my eyesight going bad. You know, see Marty getting older. See Marty is unk now. But how is this a fitness transformation? This is crazy. It says 100 days of intentional rest, healthy meals, and workouts to help me recover.
Stop the cap.
You better stop the cap, because I don't know what the hell you talking about. Look like she got bigger. Where my joint at?
Belly.
It looked like she did 100 days of walking around and listening to this. I mean, come on, y'all. Who's her trainer? Did she tag a trainer in this? I don't know. I don't see a trainer in this. This program changed my life, and I will forever be grateful for the experiences I had while growing through it. What the hell is going on?
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
And that's how you know people live for social media now when it comes to this fitness wave, because people just want something to post. Go in the cut for a little bit. Get off social media for a little bit. Pop out with the transformation. You might get a little bit of hate, but mostly you're going to get some love. People going to show you big love.
Nope.
But not for this.
Nope.
You ain't getting no love for that. You're going to get hate for that.
Nope.
Let's get in these comments a little bit. Let's see. Somebody said, I came straight to the comments. Day one versus day 001. Who's your personal trainer? So I could block him. Bro got bigger. Are the results in the room with us?
Nope.
Spot the difference. Difficulty versus impossible. Yo.
Nope.
Look, that's what I'm saying, bro. You can't get mad at the internet. When you put, you got to be on point when you post this. This is not a transformation. And then here go the lies. You're doing great. No, brother. And that's why. That's why people think they could come on here and post some shit like this. Because y'all be lying to their ass. Let's keep it going. Yesterday versus today. Nice bulk. Any tips would be appreciated. The fact that you have been at it for 100 days and still have a smile on your face is impressive as fuck. Honestly, consistency is so hard, but you're doing it. I'm so proud of you, bro. You should be too. Oh my God, bro. And they keep calling her bro. Boat going well. Stay strong.
Nope.
These comments are insane, bro. But, I mean, listen, you got to lock in and you got to really put the work in if you want a transformation. This right here is fucking crazy, bro. Linebacker versus offensive lineman. Peter Griffin versus Homer Simpson. Hey, I'm killing y'all already. Are we just getting started?
Dom DeMarco, DeMarco.
Yo, I literally got tears in my eyes, bro. Yo, I'm crying. What is wrong with people, dog? You got me chuckling at this party I'm at. My bad, brother. Hey, look. Hey, Wicked Scorpion, you already know how we do. Speaking of dumb shit, I saw a video where a motherfucker got shot in the Popeye's drive-thru over some burnt biscuits.
Ooh, that's crispy. That's Popeye's.
Brown Baldy, send me that. There's no change at all. She got to stop eating those Cheetos. Definitely, man. I really think people's sensitivity is due to the participation trophy generation. Not enough people play sports, excuse me, and got yelled at by coaches, turned some of us solid, and y'all left y'all soft. Facts. I don't see a difference between 1 and 100.
Nope.
4 p.m. versus 5 p.m. She got bigger.
Big back activity.
There's a ninja look at her like, God damn. You know she got ninja in her DM. What we got? Gorilla versus gorilla. That's crazy, bro.
Nope.
Pre-workout versus post-workout.
Nope.
Maybe she had coffee, enema to clean her stomach. Maybe that's it. I don't know who trained her, but she need her money back. Definitely wasted her money. White pressure's got to go harder than that. Look like she just stopped running off with the bucket of chicken less often.
You gonna fry some chicken?
Listen, man, she got to chill out. What up, C. Marty? Change her body? Bit didn't even change her clothes. Only thing changes her hair, dude. She SpongeBob SquarePants. Big back and bigger stomach. Belly deli? And big back activity.
Big back activity.
Jason Kelce versus Jason Kelce. me and Buddy was having this debate. Do you think it's sus for a man to ask another man about his locks or tats? I wish Toon were here to answer too. We need more context than that. That's a broad question that could go either way. Yeah, we need more context. She lifting bigger portions on the fork is the real transformation. Shelly versus Shelly. Vince Wilfork versus Jason Davis. Y'all funny as shit. Hey, man, we just got the first video and I'm killing y'all already.
Dom DeMarco. DeMarco.
Hey, make sure y'all hit the like button, man. What we got next, bro? Oh, my God, ninjas.
I'm not going to say what race, what
See, this is what's crazy, man. I did a post. What was that? A couple weeks ago. Where I basically was saying ninjas be encouraging girls to keep the weight on and they be hating every time they get a transformation. No, ninjas ain't doing that. You lying, stop simping.
Nope.
Listen, I don't put nothing out there without the receipts. And this is a repeat thing. I could do one of these every week. I might have to. But anyway, check out this girl here, her transformation, and we're going to take a look through them comments because they're absolutely ridiculous. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Let's check it out. She says, make sure you sleep when the baby sleeps. I guess she had a baby. Okay. And then she goes to her new body. No, I was in the gym. And listen, man, I understand. If it's not your, like, that's a real nice back.
Big back activity.
But I understand, like, if this ain't your cup of tea, if you don't like athletic looking girls like that, that's cool. Get what you want. Get what you like, fellas. But to sit here and make this girl feel bad or make it feel like she shouldn't have lost the weight, you see that belly deli? In the first video. And she wasn't that big, but she wanted to change, bro. There's nothing wrong with that. Let's check out these comments. From fine shit to strong shit.
Oh, brother, this guy.
guy stinks.
I'm not gonna say what race, what people.
You sit here and wonder why the black community is so resistant to fitness. Look at what we be telling our women. So basically, she was fine before, and you say strong shit as if she can't be fine now. This is ridiculous, man. Let's keep it going, man. Here you go. Look, ninjas. Look at ninjas. I'll take the first look.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
I'll take the first look, man. Come on, y'all. That's what I'm saying. That's why women, unfortunately, whether you decentering men or whatever the fuck y'all say now, y'all going to listen to the men's opinion when it comes to y'all appearance. Unfortunately, not all women, of course, but it's a lot of women that do that, unfortunately. But I mean, what it say? I'll take the first look. Let's see what else we got in here, man. She ain't asked what y'all like. She didn't. I ain't gonna lie. I liked that before. Y'all ninjas just got low ass standards, bro. Y'all ninjas got super low ass standards.
Nope.
That's cool though, man. Y'all do y'all thing. Holler at me in 20 years. See if you still like that first look. See what that turned into. Let's see. Somebody giving her credit right there. A little tummy is sexy to me. Just saying.
Belly, belly.
Yeah, black community is cooked, man.
You know, black people.
No.
Black community is cooked. The black community. Black men love big women. And no, it's obviously not all black men, but y'all love big women, bro. And I think, yeah, fellas, y'all let me know if I'm wrong. I think that our women have gotten so fat.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
I think our women have gotten so fat that we've been conditioned to just like fat. Because most of us want to date black women. We want to date, you know, our race. We want to date women that's in our, you know, that look like our family members, our mothers, you know. But I think we've been so conditioned to just accept fat women because the women keep getting fatter. And then black simps don't be checking them.
Nope.
And telling them about themselves. And if you do, you get demonized like I get demonized.
Nope.
I mean, this is crazy, bro. Why do I like her before? Soft and nice. Ninjas.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
It's crazy. People tell me I be making this shit up when I talk about it. Body was still T, now T, and back then. I mean, that's not a bad comment. Women, we understand the self-love. We understand the self-love and care for your body, but don't change it to what society says is the goal. Because I guarantee 80% of the men in the comments prefer the before, but you did amazing.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
Y'all ninjas are just straight simps. That's why women continue to be fat. These same ninjas will complain that women are fat and complain about the obesity rate in the black community. I'm showing y'all firsthand, so when I go talk about the shit on Instagram and TikTok, don't come here talking about I'm lying.
Nope.
I'm showing y'all. The first one was not better. What y'all talking about? I'm not taking the first one. I'm taking the second one. I mean, I'm cool off of that. It's crazy how many men are saying that they liked her slightly bigger, but didn't consider that not normal for her body or body type. She has an athletic build and she seems happier, smaller, more fit. Everything is not about y'all. Fact. It's some women who get it, man. It's some women who get it. A lot just gonna. Here, it's even. Was that a. Oh no, this is a man in the comments. Before was way better, not gonna lie. It seemed like the men are the ones, the negative in this comment section. And the women are actually hyping her up. It's crazy, bruh. And all them ninjas thinking about is clapping cheeks. That's all they thinking about. That's all they thinking about, bro. It's sad. Yeah, fellas, y'all got to step y'all game up, man. Y'all got to step up y'all standards, step up y'all mindset, and step up y'all fitness because y'all ninjas clearly ain't in the gym.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
I'm just saying. And it is what it is. And you know I'm going to tell the truth. And you know I got to go. Hit the like button. Let's keep this thing going, man. Where we at in these comments? Let me address that at the end, Seth. Ask me again at the end if you still here. Seth sounds borderline zesty. That's what I say. That's why I said I need some context, bro. She looks amazing. Facts. I want to do abs workout with her. Yep. I mean, hey, yo. Whoa, 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 whoa. Sounds inappropriate. This is a fitness podcast, Mark Rose. I mean, Shorty does kind of look like Gunna after he came home, but I can't knock her grind. Y'all crazy, bro. She had a nice frame before, then after was... Hold up. Well, after was... Ninja's just mad at talking smack because she now way out of their league. Exactly. She does look good. A bunch of dusty, let me get some Newports black males. Man, niggas love fat girls because that's what every woman and their family look like. What'd I just say?
Let him cook.
We conditioned to like fat women, bruh. Literally conditioned to like fat women. She looks fantastic. What's wrong with them? Low standard, broke, having asses. It's rare for a woman to have visible abs. She would have never known what was possible till she did it. Absolutely. I'm not attracted to her at all, but I can't knock the progress. And that's what I said, bro. If it's not your cup of tea, that's cool. But you gotta respect it. You gotta respect it. Like, every woman ain't here for... Everybody got different tastes, bro. Like, it's all good. She ain't worried about them dudes, yo. She got high standards for herself. Big back Bombisha.
Big back activity.
Great work. She still look like Thugger, though. We ran up them digits. We ran up that money head ass looking ass. It's like, nah. Those dusty black dudes will fuck anything. She definitely ain't worried about a bunch of low quality black dudes. What is this big back activity? These simps ruin the game. Simps making it crazy out here. 58% of black women are obese. That's an outrageous stat. But if it was up to ninjas, the obesity rate would be even higher. See, Marty, she's healthier, but a lot of dudes want something soft to hold on that night. Ninjas ain't trying to give booty rubs to a bed built like Dwight Howard. That's why I said it's not everybody's cup of tea, but I'm going to tell you this, bro. I can name five baddies off the top of my head that got that same build that you would want to hold on to at night. Anyway. Just keeping it a beam, bro. Y'all just probably don't like her face, bro. But I'm just be honest with you, bro. I'd rather take the second one. She looked like she would hold me accountable. Ninjas will encourage a girl to get fat, get her pregnant. She gets fatter, and now he's not attracted to her, and he dips. Yep. Face trash, but the body cold. That's what I said. It ain't everybody cup of tea. She looking nice and fit. I'm taking that before a fat joint. That's just me. You see her tat shorties clearly from the trenches. She did a lot of shit just to live this here lifestyle.
Dom DeMarco.
Y'all gotta chill, bro. And those fat women and their families think they're thick while they're reeking of chunk funk, have a lumpy ass, and have a hard time breathing while drinking grape soda. That's crazy. Gen X was the guinea pigs for this far stuff, Marty. The millennials and Gen Z are fighting back. I agree. Gen X, I don't know if we have Gen X on here right now. HVAC man, I don't know which generation you're on. Gen X got the biggest simps in the black community.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
I blame Gen X for all this bullshit we in. Those chasers have low standards being around Big Mama and Big Auntie Shirley. Facts. Her butt was still fat. Hey, we's fitness podcast, and I'm killing y'all. Let's keep it going, man. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Oh, HVAC, man, you Gen Z. Okay, all right, yeah, Gen Z and millennials with this shit. But Gen X, y'all simp ass ninjas.
I'm not going to say fucked it up. What race, what people.
Gen X dusty black dudes are fucking the game up. Yeah, they. We're going to get into that more. I'm going to tell y'all at the end of the podcast. But anyway, let's get some more encouragement for big boxing here.
Big back activity.
Since I'm just going to debunk all the madness. Let's check it out, man. People really encourage big back activity. It is what it is. Let's check it out. All right, we got this girl here. Let's listen to the sound bite. Oh, they took the song down. Bruh. When I created this playlist before the podcast, they had a sound on here. The sound was basically saying, what looks good when it's thick? And it was like a woman or a person or some shit. That was the sound. But anyway, you see her. She got her little outfit on. And listen, we're going to take a look through the comments. Clearly, she big back.
Big back activity.
She built like a torta. She built like somebody chewed up some gum and spit it out on the sidewalk. She built like balled up homework. She be like a sack of laundry. Y'all get the point. Anyway, let's see. Let's check it out. It's, somebody said, let's get healthy, sis. You got potential. And she responded, sister. Oh, it was a woman trying to uplift her. Sister, is this the body you live in? It's not, sister. So why is it your concern? This is my thing. You put it on the internet. Don't get mad when ninjas responding on the internet. Oh, that's your color, mama, especially with the blonde hair and chocolate skin.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Y'all are crazy. Somebody said you're not thick. Hard eyes. As long as your husband is happy. Period. Period, Pooh. Period. Period. Oh, that color is hard eyes. I am so here for you on this journey. Let me know if you want to create a group chat for the thick girlies wanting to get in shape. I got y'all. Ladies, this is not thick.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
That's not slim thick, baby. That's full heavyweight.
This is full heavyweight. Look at that midsection.
That's not slim thick, baby. That's full heavyweight.
We can't keep calling everything thick because everybody ain't thick. This is ridiculous. You might not be thick, but you might be at Chick-fil-A. That ain't thick. All that balled up homework in that midsection.
Them thick ass ankles and them thick ass wrists. You could tell who gonna have Big Mama arms early.
You know she was at Wendy's and Burger King.
It's Wendy's. It's Burger King.
That's not what gets you thick. What's the definition of thick? I don't think that's it. Just because you got chocolate skin or melanin in your body and your skin does not make you thick. We got to stop that bullshit. See if there's any more comments, man. Don't ever use the sound again. See, I told y'all the sound was crazy. I love your confidence, sis. This ain't confidence. That forehead, that bottom lip, and that beautiful belly meat, ma'am. Oh, my God.
Belly, deli?
Black women, what the hell y'all doing with these compliments? Yeah, we're cooked, man. We're cooked.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
I just show the receipts, man. Listen, ladies, get y'all ass in the gym. Ain't no ifs, ain't no ands, ain't no buts. And I'm cooking y'all on this episode.
Dom DeMarco, DeMarco.
Border of the boomers and Gen X. Yep. Gen X got the most stepdads. She looks like she stinks. That's crazy. Black women and black men are losers every podcast. Hey, yo. Gen X men be getting mad with the young men and millennials and Gen Z and even Alpha for not wifing these fat single mothers. She looked like Shorty that went on a date with Michael Blackson on Repo. That's crazy. That's crazy, Spider-Mo. She looked like a tube of toothpaste. I can't fuck with black women that have unnatural hair color. And on the reverse, I can't fuck with non-black women trying to emulate black women hair. Hey, yo. That's just some ishy. Don't do. Sad thing is women built like that be talking about how cute they are.
We do not care.
We don't care on this podcast. That's ridiculous. There's a thin line between thick and dangerously obese. Screaming, Lotto, that suit doesn't fit you. Ayo. She built like a push pop. When I say love them thick, that's not what I meant. They be on your ass in my comments on Instagram too because of your Instagram name. I peeped. How is she thick when she built like a pit bull? Ayo. If someone tells you they love your confidence, you already know you ugly. What the hell motherfuckers complimenting her look like? You know they trash. You know they eat a lot of greens and beans.
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, you know they do. Lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, chicken, turkey,
you know they do.
Rabbit. You name it!
Despite the jokes I make, I love my sisters, but y'all would be built like that and will only take offense if somebody say something about their hair. Hey, yo. If she thick, I'm skinny bones. Black men and black women are losing every podcast, so my previous comment was correct. Nah, you right. You right. Free the tummy is hurting that tightness, man. Man, listen, bro. Hey, real quick meal prep break. If you're looking for a meal prep service, I just partnered with Nutri Meal Plans. 50% off on your first order. Quick break, and we're going to get right back to it. Hold on real quick. I got to stop the show because I got to share something with y'all. We always talk about eating clean, stop the big backing, stop the calorie stacking, and we need to get on the calorie tracking. So listen, I just became a partner with Nutra Meal Plans, 50% off your first order, and you can click that link below. But listen here, man, the food is fire. I'm going to share some of the meals with y'all. So here we got the almond crusted chicken with green beans. It tells you how many calories on there. It has the full macro breakdown, fats, proteins, carbs, all that good stuff. This right here, 480 calories. We got the Atlantic salmon. We got the teriyaki salmon. We got the chicken with the spinach, and we got the filet mignon steak. And listen, man, food is fire, you know. So not only is it making my life easier, but now it's keeping me on point. So listen, if you're looking for a meal prep service, get with me. Let's get back to the show. Shout out to them, man. Dom DeMarco. I want Don Julio and crab legs in my meal prep. She says she don't go on dates to chain restaurants, but that body saying otherwise. Hey, yo. All right, man, let's keep it going. What we got next, man? Oh, we got the polar bear stomachs. We got one more comment section we're going to go through just because it's getting crazy out here, man. And then we got some solo videos we're going to look at. Hey, but make sure y'all hit the like button because this is the best fitness podcast out. And let's check it out. What we got here, man? Can y'all see that? Yeah, let's check it out.
Y'all, the confidence, okay, I'm not knocking anybody, but do what you want. It's on you. But let me tell y'all something. Them polar bear stomachs and crop tops, knock it off. I'm so serious. Y'all.
Listen.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
You know it's bad when black women are calling out other black women. You know the sisterhood stays together.
Nope.
But not anymore. Crop tops ain't for everybody. And if you decide to wear a crop top and you built like this, don't get mad.
Belly deli?
When people point it out.
Belly deli?
I'm just saying.
How dare you?
How dare you put a crop top on and you got all that belly deli? Come on now.
Belly deli?
Now we're going to look here through the comments. Not me and this polar bear stomach about to hit 1 million views. Big girls, please continue to make them mad this summer and wear your crop tops.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
This was crazy to me, bruh. These big women will sit here and shame skinny women. They'll shame slimmer women. They'll shame fit women. They'll shame women for going to the gym, but then try to wear the same shit that the fit women be wearing.
Dom DeMarco, DeMarco.
If you so against them being smaller than you, and you so comfortable being a big girl, why are you dressing like them? Why are you wearing the same shit as them? That shit don't make sense to me. Let's keep it going in the comments. Sis needs a hug real bad. They talking about the girl that called a polar bear stomach. Sis needs a hug real bad. Me and my Arctic animal gonna be outside. Ridiculous. Filter so blurry, got you looking like the Walmart emoji. Now they coming after her. Speaking as a man, I love it, to be honest. I love when any woman is comfortable in her own skin. It's beautiful and refreshing. And I love to see women accept themselves as they are, the way God made them and the way they feel. If we're not going to bring God into this, hold on. Lord, we ask that you help these people stop saying that you made them big back. We ask that you help them stop going to Chicken Shack, Shake Shack, Jack in the Box. Lord, we ask that you help them find the gem and stop finding these lies. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Don't bring God into this because God don't like gluttony. So I encourage and empower all women to be comfortable with self and don't let anyone make you feel otherwise. Be free. Be free to be who you are. That's your God-given right. I guarantee he's Gen X.
Nope.
He is a Gen X ninja.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
His name, Derek Diggs, and he got a gray beard. He Gen X. Look at that old school car right there. Yeah, he Gen X. Gen X, y'all fucking the game up. Her man was looking at a plus size girl in a crop top because ain't no way this was unprovoked. It ain't even summer yet. So now they trying to say the girl who made the video, her dude got taken by a big joint. Crazy, bro. They just shame you when you call out the truth. Excuse me. But wait, did she create this video and include you, or do I need to sit my pregnant self down? Like, who is that? What are you talking about? Some polar bear's stomach kept an uncle, daddy, or son warm one winter, and sis ain't been the same since. Oh, brother. Oh, my God. Them ladies are beautiful. Simps. It doesn't have to be dawn for me to ride for my people. What's her at? Know this. Your beauty comes from inside out. You are beautiful, kind, and a source of inspiration for many. I'm so proud of you, friend. Know this always. Oh, brother. Hey, you see the big back encouragement, man. You see the big back encouragement. Y'all need to stop acting like I'm just making shit up.
Nope.
Our women are encouraged to be fat as fuck. And that's why they fat as fuck. I'm just saying, bro. I am just saying. Where we at in these comments, man? I'm killing y'all. Hey, make sure y'all hit the like button, man. Best Fitness Podcast out. Where we at in these comments? My wife played D1 softball. She was the only black girl on the team. I feel like we can get our girls in shape by encouraging them to play unconventional sports. I like that. Just because my fupa, baby.
Bitch, that become my fupa, baby.
Polar bear stomach had a lot of fupa.
Bitch, that become my fupa, baby.
And you know she like to eat.
It gotta eat.
And you know she be ordering cheeseburgers.
The only thing you've been ordering is a whole bunch of damn cheeseburgers.
They built like water buffaloes. Do they know tucking the stomach into the tights just make them look fatter? Yeah, it's not hiding shit. Crop tops and fupas don't mix.
Bitch, that become my fupa, baby.
Hold up. Why they think go be mad? Oh, man, I don't know. Make who mad? Exactly. What's wrong with her face? She got the same surgeon Black China used. Brown Baldy, you're out of here. Those make their stomach look like it has three chambers in their pants. Facts. You got to admit, C. Marty, that filter shit is weird. The filter shit is weird. It is weird, but still, though. Fat back, Big Mac, big back. C. Marty and five. They're comfortable in your own skin. Bullshit is tired. People can't change their physical attributes. They can, however, change their weight. So shut the fuck up. Oh, I can't play that. I can play this one, though.
Shut up!
There we go. How many jumping jacks you think she can do in a row? Two. Big joints still want dudes to pay attention to them. That's why they don't wear clothes that fit. Yep. If you are a safari animal that exceeds the weight limit for your heaven wings, you can't go upstairs. Sean 316. I got so much to say, but this is a fitness podcast. Hey, you might as well just say it. And I'm killing y'all. Make sure y'all hit the like button, man. Let's keep it going. We have an affiliate link on TikTok. This girl's going to say buy whatever she's selling in this video. Let's check it out.
I live to prove people wrong. Welcome to my magic show. The girls call me Houdini. If you want to join the club, and all you got to do is click that orange shopping cart. But anyway.
What the fuck is going on here?
I know it's unbelievable, and that's why I'm glad I keep my raw and uncut footage for times like this. While I'm here, I'm going to give you ladies a few pointers. If your waist trainer is rolling up in the back from the bottom, you may need to lift it up higher onto your back so that you don't.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
The fact that you got to put a waist trainer higher on your back means that you don't need a waist trainer.
Dom DeMarco, DeMarco.
You don't need a waist trainer. You need a personal trainer. Put in the waist trainer higher on your back. It's called a waist trainer, not a back trainer. I'm sorry, black women. Y'all got to do better.
You know, black people.
No.
You don't have that problem when you see it. If you're new to waist trainer is really an adjustment thing. You have to adjust that thing to fit you, doll. To fit you. And while I have y'all gathered here, I'm going to just go ahead and tag this wonderful back smoothing bra in the link as well, because y'all been asking about that. But, yeah, that's voila magic.
And as soon as you take that off, you're going to make a ninja mag. Oh, my God.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
What's wrong with our, what is going on in America? And in the black community specifically.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
It's no way I'm really trying to think, like, it's either these people are really delusional, like they really believe that's a solution, or they know they wrong. They know they did wrong. They know they've been living bad, but they just too lazy or, you know, don't have the discipline to change their life. Which side of the coin is it? It ain't no way you think that shit about to do something for you. You gonna do all that putting the waist trainer high on your back? Waist trainer up to your shoulders?
Nope.
Waist trainer on your traps? How you got a waist trainer all the way up there? You got the waist trainer right under your boobs? Ain't no way you doing all that and think you about to get rid of some back fat. That shit don't make no sense. What is wrong with y'all, man? Gen X, y'all hyping this shit up? And Gen X women, y'all the ones, Gen X men are the simps who started this shit. Gen X women are the ones who passed this down to millennial women, and millennial women passing it down to Gen Z. You know, I think Gen Z, they try and pass it down to the next generation too. What's that, Alpha? It's getting crazy out here, man. It's ridiculous. This right here is crazy.
I live to prove people wrong.
We're gonna play it while I go through the comments. But I mean, what the fuck is going on, man? I read that one. Comfortable in your own skin, but you squeeze into an outfit that's three sizes too small. And you ain't comfortable for shit. Ew, when I'm eating at the party too, my bad, bruh. Fuck it. These motherfuckers treat healthy people the same way the Maury show treats those possible baby daddies. Y'all get booed, but ain't nobody booing the folks who make bad decisions.
Let him cook.
Man, do waist trainers work? What's the science there? There ain't no science.
Nope.
There's literally no science to show that waist trainers help get rid of belly fat.
Nope.
Now, there are waist trainers that's supposed to shape your waist, but even if you're trying to shape it, you still need to get down to a certain body fat percentage.
Nope.
If that's true, because I still don't even think that shit works, but people swear it works. I don't think that works. But all that belly deli right there.
Belly deli?
That little wraparound, that shit look like surgeon tape.
Belly deli?
Like she just got out the hospital.
Belly deli?
You sprained your belly?
Belly deli?
That's what it looked like. That shit ain't doing shit. What the fuck is that thing? Dude, is this what Gen Z supposed to marry in the future? Man, where are Becky and Naomi at? It's cooked out here. They wonder why marriages is going down.
Nope.
Who getting on one knee for that? Her back pregnant.
My back pregnant.
And you know her leg go out if she fall down.
My leg went out.
Why you keep traumatizing me, bro? Now I'm going to have nightmares. My bad. You know what's up on this podcast. She don't need shapewear. She need to get in shape. Bars. That's insane. Steph, you got one of them? It's like, nah. At this rate, me too. Hey, yo. It's easier to squeeze your biscuit-built body in a cardboard container wrap than watch how much Popeyes you eat, man.
Lord, how'd you get from Popeyes?
Thirsty dude just saw boobs. Waist trainers are just for flattening, maybe a few pounds after a baby or something, not 100. This shit is crazy, man. Q and Wicked Scorpion's comments about Chunk Funk from Big Bags wearing waist trainers. Man, she looked like when they put banana pudding in that tall, clear bowl. Jabari House, we got to stop with these waist wraps and waist trainers. See, Marty, please explain why these don't work. I'm telling you. How is this getting rid of belly fat, right? How is this getting rid of toxins in your body? How is this flushing toxins out of your body? It does not make any sense. Gen X people are the worst, especially with their corny ass memes talking about how tough their generation on Facebook, but they're the ones raising all these losers. Yeah, it's over for Gen X. We're exposing Gen X. How's she proving people wrong? Somebody tell me. I don't know. I'm not sure. I just saw the video. Wearing a waist trainer as a woman is like a man stuffing a sock in his drawers. Both going to be disappointed upon reveal. I know. Pause. Yeah, definitely pause.
First of all, pause.
Yep.
Yo, that's passive. That's passive.
You got to chill with that, brother.
No diddy, you know?
That's crazy. They do everything to look smaller than actually do the things to be smaller. And then they blame it on white people.
I'm gonna prove to you why white people are the reason I'm fat today.
Thumbnail red is crazy. Waist trainers don't work if your head is still the size of a balloon. That's crazy. You have corset that shifts your ribs and internals. Very dangerous. Exactly. Where Chun-Li at? She thick in the right places, but actually working out, man. Waist trainers don't do shit, but waste your money and hug your kidneys. Once it's seen, it can't be unseen. Waist trainers hurts the intestines. Yes, that's true too. And guess what? I'm killing y'all on this episode. We're going to keep it pushing, man. Hey, make sure y'all hit the like button. We got this girl here who says men switch up after they start losing weight. Men switch up and they want to leave their fat girlfriends when they lose weight. When women lose weight, they leave their fat boyfriends.
Nope.
So what's the problem? What's the issue? Let's check it out. I mean, make it make sense.
And so all the men who decided to stop dealing with a big girl all because she went ahead and lost some weight, my nigga, is you cool? Block that hoe on everything. Because clearly the lack of calories got her confused on why you was even here to begin with. Show them you mean business. And to all the men who decided to stop dealing with a big girl all because she went ahead and lost some weight, my nigga, is you cool?
Oh, I think I messed it up. My bad. I think I messed up the description.
Block that hoe on everything. Because clearly the lack of calories got her confused on why you was even here to begin with. Show them you mean business.
Oh, man. All right. Where do we go from here?
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
Hold on. I got to look at it again. I'm confused. Hold up.
And to all the men who decided to stop dealing with a big girl all because she went ahead and lost some.
Okay, so it's when. Okay, so she's talking to the men who don't want to deal with a big girl when she loses weight. My bad. It's been a long day. I've been locked in. So now we got the context. Let's watch it again.
And to all the men who decided to stop dealing with a big girl all because she went ahead and lost some weight, my nigga, is you cool? Block that hoe on everything. Because clearly the lack of calories got her confused on why you was even here to begin with. Show them you mean business.
I'm not even sure. Listen. Listen. I had a whole speech, a whole situation for this, a whole monologue for this. But I think I'm a little thrown off. Because I don't understand what she's saying. So my bad, I messed up. But we do have more videos on this episode. But let's talk about it anyway, because that video didn't go what I was talking about. What I was saying was people lose weight and they leave their partner, right? Now, your partner can throw you off. Your partner can want you to get fat again. They can want you to eat them bad foods. They're going to discourage you from going to the gym. You seeing people at the gym, bad bitties, attractive men, pause, no ditty.
No ditty, you know.
But that person could mess you up. That's where I was going to go with it. I think I messed up, but my bad. I can't even understand what the fuck she was talking about. See, Marty Fitt takes an L for the day.
Nope.
Hey, I ain't took an L all year other than kicking my camera down a couple weeks ago. I ain't took an L all year. Let's see Marty Fitt take an L, man. I usually be on point. Let me rock, man. But anyway, I'm killing y'all today, man. If a man loses his job or shaves his beard, those types of females will go cheat with a dusty ninja. Oh, man.
Nope.
Oh, man. So what you saying is, you saying women always keep a dusty ninja in the cut. Is that what you saying, Brown Body? They keep a dusty ninja in their back pocket just in case?
Nope.
I guess so. NYC women always sound like... NYC women always sound like they make drill noises when you hitting it. Grah, grah, empty that clip, ninja.
Strike three, you're out.
Get the fuck out of here. You're out of here. You're done for the day, buddy.
Strike three, you're out.
You know her breath smell like baby shit. When you go to the gym, see better quality of women working out, looking at you. Yeah, your preferences. Yep. All facts. Women switch up when their men when their man lose money. What's the problem? That's all I'm saying. What's she talking about?
What?
I don't know. Black people, we got to work on English.
What?
I didn't understand that. I don't know.
What?
My private school education, they understand that.
What?
Think she's saying if they don't want to deal with her after she lost weight, she shouldn't have dealt with them from the beginning. It should have nothing to do with them. I thought that too, but then I don't know. She threw me off. I couldn't tell. Hey Seth, you need to lay off our New York women. Marty, you took an L when you signed up for Deathstroke HIIT workout classes at Ebony Fit. You know damn well I wasn't doing that shit. Stop playing with me, nigga. Oh God, is she yelling and stuff? I missed the whole point. Yeah, I missed it. Yep, they do. Just as long as got a nunchuck, but no job, no ditty. Hey.
No ditty, you know.
As long as they got a nunchuck but no job is crazy. See, Marty, called the cops. The big backs are after me.
Big back activity.
I bet they are after being on this podcast. Fat women are literally hard to understand. Speak English. What's the science behind that? They sound like this. I'm not sure. Seth's stupid. Either I need to go back to school or she do. I think she do because I didn't understand that. But anyway, I'm killing y'all today. All right. Yeah, I know we got to talk about gym culture on this podcast. What the hell is going on in the gym? I'm going to say this. Unless you're training like with a trainer for basketball, football, soccer, I don't think you need to bring a ball in the gym. I don't think you need to bring a ball in the gym because this is going to happen right here. Let's check it out. 1 second. I had to turn the sound off. So you see the guy's kicking the soccer ball, right? So she just, look, see, look at the guy to the right kicking the soccer ball. My man, look at him like he's crazy. She kicked the soccer ball away. And now look, she doing her lat extension pulls, single arm, and the ball hits her. Listen.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
Y'all got to chill because y'all going to do, I always tell y'all, y'all going to do this to the wrong person in the gym. Look at it. Boom. That joint almost hit her in the face. Look at that. Look at that. Boom. Y'all going to do this to the wrong person in the gym, man. And then you're going to be mad because you get your ass whipped. You're going to have somebody crash out. And she with her boyfriend, too. You're going to do that to the wrong chick with a boyfriend.
Nope.
Y'all got to chill with this shit, man. The gym is not a playground.
Nope.
It's not a place to go play soccer. Take your goofy ass outside.
Nope.
What the hell is wrong with y'all, man? It's, bro, I'm telling y'all right now, even if it's not her boyfriend, even if it's just a regular dude at the gym, right, who know the shorty from going there for years, or it could be someone who smashed or something, they might crash out. You might do that to a Gen X simp-ass man crash out.
Nope.
Now you got a situation on your hands because you want to go play soccer in the gym.
Nope.
And she was real nice about it. She laughing and shit. I don't care. They lucky it hit her.
Nope.
And it didn't hit a dude. Because I ain't in the gym trying to fight nobody. I ain't trying to be in no confrontations. But listen, if a soccer ball hits me in the middle of my exercise, we going to have a problem. We going to have a problem. It's ridiculous, man. People, y'all got to cut this shit out. Cut this weird shit out. And you know I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got to go. And you know I'm killing y'all on this episode. Let's keep it going, man. Where we at in these comments? Nunchuck. Y'all got to pause. Y'all got to chill. The ladies know. Y'all got to pause with that. They playing. Some dudes will quickly crash out if you hit their girl like that. But good on Shorty for taking it in stride. Yeah, absolutely, man. Because that shit is ridiculous, bro. People done lost their damn mind, dog. All right, we got one more video. We're going to talk about some nutrition real quick and then get up out of here, man.
Let me tell you the four things you should never bring into your house. I don't care if you go out once in a while and treat yourself.
Hold up. I used to bring a football to goals, but we only threw it the back of goals where the turf at. I once saw an old head spark at Newport at the gym. Philly shit. Everybody was looking at him like he was crazy. I believe that. I seen an old head bring a bottle of Smirnoff in the gym, so I definitely believe you, man. Let's check this video out, man.
Let me tell you the four things you should never bring into your house. I don't care if you go out once in a while and treat yourself, but the four things that should never enter the front door of your house. Number one, processed meats.
Hey, yo, pause.
No diddy, you know?
Pause, pause, pause. But the deli meats and stuff, pause.
No diddy, you know?
Don't bring that shit in the house, bro. You don't need that. That ain't no lean protein. And anybody that's telling you it is, they're lying to you.
Stop the cap.
We know that they are associated with cancer. Number two, sugar-sweetened beverages, like fruit.
Get the sodas and the Hawaiian Punch and the Kool-Aids out your house. And the Capri Suns.
Nope.
Let the kids have that.
Nope.
That's not for you.
Nope.
And the Huggies and shit.
Nope.
You sitting here wondering why you can't lose no weight. Yeah, you ate the meal prep, but you drinking Huggies with the kids.
Nope.
Every day.
Juices and Coca-Colas and Mountain Dews. It's the number one source of refined sugar in the American diet.
And them calories add up.
Third thing you should never have in your house, salty snacks. We know that they're most associated with obesity. And the final thing is...
Yeah, get the Ruffles chips, the Cheez-Its.
Nope.
Chips Ahoy Oreos.
Nope.
Get that shit out the crib, man. You eat two or three of them, and they equal the same calories as a clean meal.
Nope.
That's on your meal prep. I mean, on your meal plan that the trainer gave you. It's the same calories as your meal preps. It's ridiculous, y'all.
Nope.
It's packaged sweets, also highly associated with obesity. If you
get that shit out.
Want to enjoy these things? Go out and get them. Just don't have.
I don't want to hear nothing about you having a sweet tooth. You got a sweet back.
Big back activity.
And a sweet belly as well.
Belly?
Cut that shit out.
I'm tempting you all the time in your house, and we'll see you when you're 100.
Hey, man, shout out to him for that video. If you keep that stuff in your house, you're more likely to have the bullshit and eat it and mess up and cheat on your meal plan. All right, real quick, I just dropped my coaching community. The link is in the description. Let's check it out real quick, and we're going to get up out of here.
Hold up 1 second. I know y'all enjoying the content, but I got to let y'all know I just launched my online fitness community. Fitness, nutrition, frequently asked questions, personal trainer one-on-one for my personal trainers who want to up their business game, content creation, how to use ChatGPT to be a better trainer or to hit your fitness goals. Listen, it's nothing on the internet like it, not how I do it at least. And listen, get in now while it's new because the price is going up. We do a lot of education and deep dives on the podcast, but this right here is different. So if you want to work with me directly, this is your way to do that. Check that description below. The link is right there. Now let's get back to the show.
Yes, sir. Let's get in these comments. We're going to get up out of here. And, Seth, if you still here, type your question in again so I can address your question so we can break this down real quick, man. I read that one. AC Marty, do they normally have the pull-down machine that close to the turf, though? It did look a bit out of place now that I think about it. Some gyms do. I think that might have been 24 or One Life Fitness, but they tend to do that. And even some goals do that, too. So I know on the turf at our goals, we got a lat pull down machine on the turf. So I mean, regardless, they shouldn't have that shit. I've seen dudes dip and spit tobacco in the gym before. Yeah, that's insane. Congrats, appreciate you, brother. Playback gang, what up, fam? Michael Hawkins, what up? All right, let's address this. Me and a buddy was having this debate. Do you think it's sus for a man to ask another man about his locks or tats? I wish Toon were here to answer. Like asking a man about his tattoos, what they mean, how long they had them, and asking another man how long he's been growing out his locks and what products he uses. So if we talking about if we were already talking about tattoos, like if we were like, hey man, I'm about to go get a tattoo, and the subject came up, it's not a pause.
No diddy, you know.
But if my man's just comes out the cut and asks me about my tats.
No diddy, you know.
And what they mean, and he's been analyzing my body.
First of all, pause.
Yo, that's past pause.
That's a pause. And then the other one was how long he's been growing out his locks and what products he uses. If you're teaching someone how to keep their locks fresh, clean, twisted, put together, if we're talking about that, it's cool. But again, if you just randomly bring it up and I don't plan on getting locks, I just ask you, that's a little bit suspect.
First of all,
that's a little bit suspect. That's my opinion on it, man. Y'all let me know if I'm wrong. Fellas, y'all let me know what y'all think in the comments on that. But anyway, man, so before we get up out of here, locks is out.
Strike three, you're out.
Before we get up out of here, man, I just want to let y'all know I'm starting to expand beyond fitness. So, I'm going to continue to talk about fitness. I'm never going to stop talking about fitness. But I'm expanding beyond fitness. You know, I've been working. I created some content, you know, centered around some other topics. So, you're going to see those pop up, right? It might trigger some people. It might not. A lot of y'all going to like it, though. A lot of y'all going to love it, to be honest with y'all. It's going to open up doors to talk about new things on the show as well. When I did them statue videos, they went crazy. Like, I got the most views I ever got on a, you know, long form video on the two statue videos I made. So I'm like, shit, let's talk about some other shit. So we got some triggering topics, and we starting with the black community.
I'm not going to say what race, what people,
you could make a bag off the black community, man. So you'll see some topics on the black community this week outside of fitness. But yeah, like, you know, you got to evolve, you got to grow, you got to expand. So I just been working on a lot of shit with this show. And so just be on the lookout for that. Don't be confused when you see it. This is a fitness platform, but it's no longer just limited to fitness. Like, we're going to talk about all types of shit. But fitness is going to be a pillar on this podcast forever, on this channel forever. I don't think asking about tats is sus, but your hair is wild. Slim was trying to holler at the good man. Yeah, that's why I said if we were already talking about the topic, that's one thing. But totally agree. But homie was tripping. He didn't see anything wrong with either one. Yeah, yeah, that's a little, yeah.
No diddy.
No diddy for sure. It isn't sus as long as it's on topic. Yep. I have folks asking me how many times a week I shave, and I tell them. But if a ninja is telling me how I look with or without a beard, that's sus.
No diddy, you know.
First of all, pause.
Definitely pause.
That's past pause, man.
Marty, let's hear them takes on sports too. Yeah, I'm definitely gonna do some sports takes too. Definitely gonna do some sports takes. I'm expanding. I've been busy working on this shit. I'm kind of out the loop with, you know, I'm staying up with headlines and shit. But I gotta find time to actually sit down, watch the sports. I wanted to talk about like Megan and Tory Lanez, Diddy, Cassie and shit, but like I said, I've been busy to really lock in because I don't want to come here unprepared. So I've been doing a lot of shit, working on a lot of shit, but I'm expanding. I'm excited about it. I hope y'all like it. Hope it helps the page continue to grow because I got a lot of new subscribers off them statue videos, man. But anyway, that was a fire episode today, man. Definitely fire. Fire ass episode, man. Appreciate y'all. Y'all go ahead, follow my social media. See Marty Finn on Instagram. See Marty Finn on TikTok. See Marty Finn on X. See Marty Finn on YouTube, where you watching right now. Go ahead, subscribe to the page. Share it with a friend. I'll be live again Wednesday, 8:30. Hopefully 8:30 p.m. If not, it'll be 9 p.m., but I should be good for 8:30. But you know the motto, man. If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get better, self-improved mentally, physically, spiritually, don't watch the podcast. And like I said, man, we'll be live again Wednesday night, 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Appreciate y'all. Love y'all. We out of here. If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you ain't trying to get better, self-improve, don't watch the podcast. Best Fitness Podcast out. We out of here.